This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
I remember when I was in high school and there was a teacher that would like pace back and forth, and some of the kids would like count how many times he paced, or, you know, things like that that you do when you're in school and you don't really want to listen to what the teacher's saying, so you keep track of their weirdness.
Yes.
Well, this is sort of a similar thing, except it's at Ford, the giant car company.
I've heard of them, yes.
A sales exec kept track of all his boss's like malapropisms that he said during the year in meetings.
Like
goofy things like, well, who was that baseball coach that Yogi Berra would always say crazy things like,
right,
that restaurant,
that place is so popular nobody goes there anymore,
right? That sort of thing.
So
all
he kept track of what his boss said, so I'm assuming there's some gems in there.
These are pretty hilarious, and I really think we need to start saying these,
okay,
because I like mixing it up a little bit.
I agree.
We need to make sure dealers have some skin in the teeth. We need to talk about the elephant in the closet. Let's not reinvent the ocean.
These are fantastic.
Too many cooks in the soup.
This is a boss?
Yeah.
I mean, one of them maybe you could see someone getting a little confused. We've all done that.
But he does it constantly, apparently. We have a better program, but the competition has more foot on the ground. Or I'm not trying to beat a dead horse to death. and I mean, it would actually make going to a meeting more fun if you knew these things were going to happen and you had a little notebook and then, and a spot to write them down.
And then you have to keep those. I mean, I've talked about how my kids have said things like, Matthew doesn't even say it anymore, although we still use it. And that's when something is choiceable. You know, like you're deciding between two things. Well, you know, it's totally choiceable.
Right.
And we still enjoy using that. But I don't know. What was the ocean
now,
one?
let's not try to reinvent the ocean.
Okay.
But this guy wrote them down on a whiteboard. And it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 giant whiteboards like you'd have in a meeting room filled with them. There's so many of them. It's not even funny.
He needs to put out a book.
I mean... Like, there's someone, like, when I hosted this show with John Urban, or John Urban hosted it with me, whatever you want to say, I remember he was saying it's growing like wild cakes or something like that.
Like by accident one time?
Yeah, like mixing up wildfire and hot cakes.
Right, right. But that's an accident. That's like a slip of the tongue or you're not paying attention.
And I'm sure that's what this guy was doing all the time too. He's just got misguided colorful language. And I know that when my brother and I, one of us said at some point hurts like a sieve instead of leaks like a sieve.
Oh,
like
that stayed forever.
So hurts like a sieve, I don't know, we could call him and see if he still uses that phrase. But anyway, I think this Ford exec is taking the piece of the pie.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a
DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.